How extreme was like the discrimination and the racism?
Well, you know, when I went to junior high, they were all cliques. Everybody belonged to cliques. So mostly there were whites and there were blacks. And then there were others. You know, there weren't that many Filipinos in the junior high I went to, which is Portland Junior High. It doesn't exist anymore. I ended up hanging around with Samoans, island people, Hawaiians, and you know, and each group had gangs. You know, the school that I went to, man, that junior high was something else, because people were making guns, and there were a special group of students who were actually adults who were there, but because they didn't obtain a certain level of education, they kept them with us kids. You know, and these guys were from Sicily and Malta. You know, walked around and my gosh, they had these hoodlum outfits, you know, like the mafia. And they actually beat up the school principal. You know, and they were in the same school as us. You know, so the environment was very unique. You know, but I would remember all the Filipinos and Pinays that were in school, because later on I would see them. And there were just a few of us, yeah, very few. And you were always aware that you were different from everybody else, you know, because they would tell you.
They would let you know.
Yeah, let you know, you know. So, you know, that was part of growing up in San Francisco. You know, then when I went to Lowell High School, there weren't that many Filipinos there either. And but Lowell really empowered me, because there were a lot of Jewish teachers and students, and they excelled in practically everything from finance to literature. And I actually studied and analyzed why their culture was so successful, and utilized it for myself, my children, and our community.